I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When we need advice about sex, we Americans have a lot of options. Not so for people in India, which helps explain why a retired gynecologist has become a huge star there by writing an Ask the Sexpert column in a major tabloid newspaper. Ashley Byrne has a story, and a warning here, some of the topics you'll hear discussed may not be appropriate for all listeners.
Dr. Mahinda Watts's 90th birthday was pretty much like all the rest of the past few years. He spent the day answering letters.
Dear Dr. Watsa, I'm a 20-year-old woman. Is there any chance I can get pregnant from watching a porn film?
Dear reader, but where will the men go if videos do the trick?
This grandfather is one of the most popular sex experts in India, providing advice to thousands of people who read his column in the Mumbai Mirror every week. Dr. Wadsworth has been writing for the paper since 2005 and has answered over 30,000 questions, ranging from the naive,
Dear Dr. Wadsworth, can sperm penetrate through clothing?
To the weird,
Dear Dr. Wadsworth, we are trying for a baby. Is it really necessary to have my legs elevated on a pillow?
To the downright outlandish,
Dear Dr. Wadsworth, there is a 55-year-old woman in my apartment block who lets me lick her armpits. How do I stop this habit?
Dr. Watts's no-nonsense and often hilarious advice is lapped up by his readers in India and on the internet.
The column, I think, is popular because there are very few people who really attend to this area of their physiology or their bodies. And as you are well aware, you know that much of the prestige of a man is tied around his penis, as they say.
In a country where sex education is largely outlawed and the subject continues to be taboo, many turn to his column for basic advice.
The way I sort of answer the question seemed to be more in line with what people, you know, who are reading it feel more comfortable with. It's a sort of like a lay language sort of, you know.
The doctor often finds himself dealing with old wives' tales and urban legends.
Major questions which come and which I don't always print because they're so common is on masturbation. In India, masturbation seems to be the biggest problem. Many of them get depressed with it and they're very much upset about it and so on. Number one, they feel that their sperms will all finish by the time. You know, they masturbate so frequently that they think that by the time they get married, they won't have any sperm, so they can't start a family.
Other questions are more particular to the Indian way of life.
The arranged marriages are still quite popular. So if the parents are arranging, they get very worried because now they feel that the hymen is not there. So if the hymen is not there, they feel that, you know, the husband will think that they've had sex before. So we have to tell them that, look, it's the hymen is, you know, may or may not be there and still you can be a virgin.
Dr. Watson has noticed some changes to the way of life over the years, an increase in female correspondence.
They talk about the breasts being small or big, or recently there was one about they found their buttocks very large and they don't like that and they want to reduce it. Or they write about their personal problems. I mean, like a wife may write about that my husband is looking at porn. Things like that now have started coming. The women are coming out more open and asking how to deal with these problems.
So does he think that India is becoming more open-minded?
I mean, at least in the urban areas, things are much more open and you find young girls or something or women in shorts and they're not so hung up about, you know, being clustered, let's say. They're coming out in the open.
In no small measure, perhaps, thanks to India's very own Dr. Ruth. For The World, I'm Ashley Byrne.
That story was produced by Amin Kader.